We have a short statement from you, Mr. Zackenbecker, please.
Gut.
My colleague's remarks were very comprehensive, and I have little that I wish to add to them, but I would like to perhaps say a little bit more about the penal system in Germany. There is no difference between the juridical and the medicinal concrete diagnosis here. The court takes on the psychiatric diagnoses just the way they are and doesn't check their plausibility necessarily. It's almost never the case. As far as this sort of closed regime is concerned, it's not sexual crimes that are sentenced here, but it's generally property theft, property crimes, theft, robberies, and sometimes bodily harm as well. Sometimes these are cases where people weren't intending to commit these crimes, but the success of the crime has escaped to the criminal. So sometimes this can happen to criminals who perhaps are not trying to achieve anything in particular, but the closed regime can sometimes impact on them. The case of Fallemeyer is one that I think we know about. It's perhaps something that I can describe here in some detail. Ms. Toya Meister, who is a member of the Survivors of the Mental Health System, she had a little candle burning to keep warm her tea. She left her flat. When she came back, her flat was in flames, and she has been put into a closed penitentiary as a result of this. She's been in there for 2 years now, and it's still not clear when she's going to come out because she doesn't admit to her illness, as the psychiatrists call it. Do you want to take over? The Code of Laws in Germany says that if a potential criminal or a real criminal is diagnosed as mentally ill and in connection with the crime are diagnosed as or are seen as being convicted of their crimes and do not admit to this. As a result of this, the criminal cannot be sentenced. This is set out in paragraph 21 of the Code of Laws. Do you want to take over?
A psychiatric expertise was called for, and before this has to be done before the trial. But very often people are not informed about their right to silence, for example, the kind of thing you would have in normal criminal proceedings. Paragraph 160A of our Criminal Procedure Code here in Germany makes it quite clear that these people have to be informed that they have that right in advance. And if that is not done, then the testimony should not be heard during the main proceedings. So, for various reasons, it was a disputed ruling. Differentiations which should have been made were not being made. And the ruling then comes if the court decides that alongside the fact that the person committed a crime, they are particularly dangerous, then under paragraph 63, they can be placed in a closed psychiatric unit. The basis for that, again, is expertise, which will be backed up during the hearing by the presence of the witness, of the expert, or whatever they call them. Usually, the court procedure is oriented towards the actions of the defendant, and the question is this person particularly dangerous? Is this likely to be a repeat offender or not? And in addition to that, can the penalty putting someone into a closed unit is not necessarily regarded as a penalty, but is it appropriate? So In judging whether the person is likely to commit crimes in future, the expert is very likely, in many cases, to, that is the medical expert, to take a very pathological approach. For example, will the person be likely to take neuroleptics? If so, then they don't have to be placed in such a closed unit, or they can be placed on probation. If it seems that the offender is not prepared to accept therapy, as they put it euphemistically, then they will be committed. There are certain rules governing the closed regime, and this is very carefully monitored. Usually, probation is included. A probation officer will be part of the structure. If the defendant says, for example, that he or she is not mentally ill and the expert is wrong, and if this is combined with a kind of refusal to collaborate, then very often that is enough to have the person committed to this closed regime. Closed regime is not easy to monitor. Once a year, if at all, or if as often as that, sometimes it doesn't happen at all, but according to the law, once a year, an expert report is called for under the procedural code, which means that a judge comes to visit and interviews the person in the regime and also the attendants. A social forecast is called for, that is, an assessment is made as to whether the person could be placed in residence elsewhere. Also, a therapy forecast is made. That means, does the patient obey the doctor's orders or not? If the patient does obey the doctor's orders, then it may still be deemed an apparent cooperation, and this may be regarded as a pseudo-adaptation, a kind of trick adaptation, and that has to be monitored. And then the courts, of course, also address the legal forecast. That is, this is not actually governed by law, but it's about the likelihood whether the defendant or the patient or whatever is likely to commit repeat crimes in future. The attendant, the nurse or whatever, will produce a report, 16, 20 pages, about how the patient has been behaving. And if they then decide, the judges always follow what the doctors have said. They will never challenge anything that the doctors have said. It is possible to call for independent expertise, but in practice, these independent experts usually know each other very well, and obviously they're not likely to cause each other problems. There are hardly any medical experts around who are likely not to support the expertise. I'm responsible for the North Baden psychiatric unit. There's a Dr. Strum there who is the permanent independent expert of the criminal court there, the Heidelberg court. And I don't know of any single case where Dr. Strum has concluded that a patient, a defendant who is allegedly mentally ill, should be recommended for release, unless the attendants themselves, the doctors themselves, have come to this conclusion, of course. Dr. Strum himself worked in the psychiatric unit in Northern Baden for a long time. He got his training there. And so it's not at all surprising, I suppose. The head of the forensic department was his boss, and he knows the people there. Okay, that is how closed regimes are monitored, and there is no time limit. And of course, in that context, it's not at all surprising that psychiatric treatment, and above all forensic psychiatric community, have a pretty blank check. They set up their own rules, and these rules are binding on the patient. Any violation of those rules, however minor, is mercilessly penalized. That is the form for preparing these defendants, these patients, for their future life. An example, for example, participating in work therapy for an hourly wage of about one Deutschmark an hour, putting biros together. About 6 months ago, one of these patients actually put one of those biros in his pocket. Other people do this all the time. He took this biro home, and then, of course, he didn't dare hand it back because he might have been reproached for doing so. And the doctor's report this year, when asked about whether the form of residential care should be altered, is based above all on the fact that the patient isn't very truthful and stole a biro. So the argument of the doctor is, if the patient isn't able to adapt to even the simplest of rules, then how is he going to cope with life and liberty? And of course, it's quite clear that he should be kept in the closed regime for another year. Mr. Zuckenbecker?
Illustrations are...
No, it's the only illustration I have.
You were about finished, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
2 minutes only.
I will hold you to that, if I may.
ja gut, das die siebte Kammer des Landes.
Okay, the seventh chamber of the Heidelberg Court, the court responsible for enforcement, has always followed those recommendations and the recommendations of the doctors, and therefore the closed regime was applied for another year. The Enforcement Act is only applied to a limited extent to monitoring of the closed regime in Baden-Württemberg and in Schleswig-Holstein, as you were saying. They don't actually have a proper act to cover closed regimes. It's a kind of unrestricted area, if you like. Above all, social workers, I would have to agree with what you just said, and doctors and nurses are relatively unregulated. So the consequence that of the fact that the provisions of the Criminal Enforcement Act are only applicable to a limited extent to closed regime means that usually the patients aren't allowed to keep a radio or a television in their rooms, which means that the right to information and deciding what information you want doesn't apply in closed regimes. And anybody who substantiates this by saying that a patient in a closed regime doesn't have such access to information by comparison with other forms of residence, that's the way it is. That often happens that a patient in a closed regime for a whole year will be isolated from the other patients in order to make this person more accessible, as they call it. For example, Mr. H, it says here at the beginning of the reporting period, was because of his persistent malignant, and malignant is a word I think they normally apply to cancer, persistent malignant behavior was isolated from the other patients. We reported about this in our report in November 2000. The man is still in isolation. At the time, this was introduced for security reasons during the anti-terrorism acts in Germany, but now it's become the rule in closed regimes. Patients can be isolated without any kind of court or legislator taking an interest.
Be distressed to have me say something as petty as this, and I'm sorry, but the 2 minutes really are up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good.
Yes.
I just want to reiterate one point, and perhaps